Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jonathan Jones joins the show. Jonathan, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? How's it going? Feels good to be here on a Victory Monday.
I bet it does. That was quite a victory. You guys on defense, especially in the secondary, really sort of imposed your will on a high-powered Cincinnati Bengals offense with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase both active. You guys did a great job of limiting those guys. What was the main point of attack? Like, what was the top thing on the whiteboard when it came to going after an offense with a quarterback and a wide receiver that are as well-regarded as those two?
Yeah, it was a tough challenge, but I think it started up front. You know, the guys up front controlling the run game, you know, not allowing them to have the option they wanted to run or pass, to kind of being able to control the line of scrimmage, getting some good pass rush, and they weren't able to hold up against our front, and we did a good job in the back game of covering.
One of the things you guys did really well, and I thought was one of the reasons you won the game, is tackling. And it sounds simple, it sounds stupid, but opening day, sometimes tackling is a bit of an issue, and you guys were borderline perfect, whereas I think Ramondre broke a lot of tackles against the Bengals. To what do you attribute the fact that you guys came out and tackled so well on opening day?
I mean, you got to attribute that to Coach. You know, Coach Mayo just always puts the emphasis on fundamentals, and even in training camp, you know, that's something that we harp on day in and day out, is attacking the fundamentals, whether that's tackling, blocking. We did a good job with that throughout training camp, and obviously it showed up in the first game.
All right. A lot of people were talking online and everywhere else about the hit that you had on Iosivis. How did you diagnose that play, and how did it feel to get the first big hit of the season out of the way there?
Oh, man. They tried to set up a little wall play, fourth down, and swing it out there. I was able to come up quick and get the stop before the line of the game. So it was a good one to get in there and to make that big hit. Like I said, the first one of the season, a good fourth down stop to give us some momentum.
We've talked with you before about Christian Gonzalez, second year, doesn't have a ton of games under his belt. There's probably going to be some ups and some downs and some learning curves. But yesterday it seemed like it was not one of the downs. It was one of the ups. He ran around with Ja'Marr Chase, supposed to be one of the best receivers in football, and held him pretty much in check. What'd you see from your young teammate?
Man, he's becoming consistent. You know, he's coming in every day working hard, like I said, throughout training camp. And he's up for the challenge. And I'm excited to watch him grow, watch him develop, you know, day in and day out. You know, he works hard in practice. You know, that's some things that most people don't get to see is just the way he works at practice. And that translates to the game day, and I'm looking forward to it, you know, for the rest of the season for him.
We heard Gerard Mayo talk a lot before the game about conditioning and just, you know, basic stuff like that. It seemed like you guys were, towards the end of that game anyway, pushing those pushing that other team around. How much did of a factor did conditioning play in your win?
I think it was a big factor. We pushed them around, and as towards the end of the game, I mean, you could tell it, and I think the last drive by the offense just kind of sums it up. You know, we knew we were running the ball. They knew we were running the ball. You know, everyone knew it came down to a run, and there was nothing they could do to stop the O-line from running and Ramondre from breaking tackles. I think, you know, the conditioning was just a big factor in that, and it plays to it. We played to it.
Keon White is quite an imposing figure, even as just a second-year player, was dominant up front against the Bengals, a real pain in the butt for Joe Burrow. Is that who he is? Is this a guy that we're seeing maybe a breakout sophomore season, just scratching the surface of what he can be?
Oh, man, he's got a lot of potential, a lot of potential. A relatively quiet guy in the building, but he works hard. He works hard, and like we spoke a few weeks ago, and I said some of those guys are going to have to step up, you know, in the absence of Judon, and he's stepping up and filling those shoes. I mean, he's good against the run. He can get pass rush. If he continues to build, he's going to be a problem for a lot of teams.
We certainly saw a lot of emotion from you guys on the sideline, a lot of emotion from Coach Mayo. You guys gave him the Gatorade bath. We asked Jacoby Brissett about this. As a defensive player, sort of knowing that was his specialty and that he's maybe taken the, you know, a little different kind of pride in the way that you guys played based on his area of expertise, what did that mean to win one for Coach in his first game?
Oh, man, it meant a lot. I mean, it meant a lot. I can tell the way he pours into us, just his dedication to us, and we try to reciprocate that in our play and our attention to detail. And so it meant a lot just to go out, fight for him, fight for each other, and come out with a win.
You know that there's going to be comparisons between Gerard Mayo and Bill Belichick. It just, that's the way things work. One of the things that it looks like from afar that might be similar between those two guys that have a lot of differences is that they're very comfortable and confident in what they're doing, comfortable in their own skin, confident in what they believe in. Do you think there's some truth to that, that they're both cut from that similar cloth in that way?
Very much so. I would get questions all throughout the offseason of, you know, how I think, you know, Gerard, Coach Mayo was going to be, you know, as a coach. And I was like, he's going to be him. You know, he's going to be who he is, unapologetically himself. You know, every room he walks in, he is himself, and so that carries over, whether it's practice, games, media. I can sit back and truly say that he gets to be himself, he is himself, and there's some consistency in that.
Was there a point in the game, was there like one play that you can point to maybe, Jonathan, where you thought, you know, we have a really good chance of beating these guys, like this is really going our way? Like, was there one turning point that stuck out in your mind?
Well, I wouldn't say there was one turning point. I think, you know, there were several times within the game, I think, that we had the opportunity to kind of put them away, and I don't think we did, which is something, you know, we'll have to continue to build on. But, you know, from the beginning, we started early. We came out with a fast start, which was an emphasis for us, was to come out, play fast from the beginning and go out and fly around, and we did that. I think, you know, between the two drives that they had, we were able to move the ball. And that's not capitalizing, you know, on offense, on that swing at halftime. There's a few chances where we had to put the game away, and that's something that we'll have to continue to work on and be able to do that.
In the old days, it was ignore the noise around here, but Coach Mayo has acknowledged at times, like, he realizes the external expectations aren't all that high for this team. Is it safe to say you guys maybe don't ignore the noise anymore and maybe hear it and just sort of ingest it and put it to use?
I don't know if that was ever realistic. You know, I know the old coach just got off social media, so I think now he understands what we see and kind of what we're exposed to. But, you know, there's always, you know, criticism, whether you're doing well or not doing so well. And we understand that, you know, that's what comes with the job. And it's, you know, it's our job to go out there and play to it, whether people aren't expecting us to do well, and we go out there and prove them wrong, or people waiting on us to fall off, you know, in previous years, and we prove them wrong. So you can't really ignore the noise. You hear it, but you don't let it affect you. I definitely can say that.
All right, you got the Seattle Seahawks coming up this weekend, first game at Gillette. I'm sure you're looking forward to playing in front of the home crowd. Have you already started looking at Seattle tape, and how do you plan on attacking that offense?
Oh, man. They have a good weapon from the running back to receivers, veteran receivers. And so we got our work cut out for us. You know, again, I think this, you know, first stretch early is some good offenses. And so we're excited for the challenge to play in front of the fans here at home and try to move to 2-0 and get a victory at home.
Is there a challenge in terms of trying to build momentum, build off of week one, but your head coach said it's just one game? Do you have to kind of make sure you don't get too ahead of yourselves or start reading your own clippings or just, you know, stick to the task at hand?
Oh, Devin, you have to stay level-headed. You know, that's what this league is, you know, week in and week out. It's a new opponent. And the thing is different from the first game to the rest of the games. You know, teams will have film on you. They'll know exactly what you're looking to form, how you're trying to play football, you know, where you're trying to attack both sides. And you have to understand that and know that they have film now. And so every week just presents a new challenge. And so we're excited for that.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Jonathan Jones, congratulations on a great win in week one, and good luck this Sunday at home against Seattle.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jonathan. All right, that's Jonathan Jones, who had, so far, the hit of the year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.